Good morning. It's Sunday, July 5th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's standout is a 430,000-patient multi-cohort study confirming that biological age predicts surgical mortality far better than chronological age. Fast agers face a 49% higher chance of dying within a year of going under the knife. A major clinical trial simultaneously challenges a popular supplement belief. Long-term DHA supplementation shows no meaningful cognitive benefit, even with extended use. A 2026 Cell review maps how the cGAS sting immune pathway pivots from viral defender to chronic inflammation driver with age, a key mechanism behind inflammaging. Rounding out today's issue, the unregulated peptide market, early caloric restriction's effects on the aging brain, and Kurzweil's bold claim of longevity escape velocity by 2032. From the research desk, the headline, Biological Age Predicts Surgical Survival Far Better Than Chronological Age in 430,000 Patient Study. According to NPJ Aging, an international multi-cohort study across the UK, USA, and South Korea evaluated pheno age, a biological age score derived from routine blood tests, in over 430,000 surgical patients and found it independently predicted one-year mortality, major cardiac events, and 30-day hospital readmission, even after adjusting for frailty, comorbidities, and anesthesia risk. This is the one to read today. cGAS sting, the immune pathway that defends you when young and burns you down as you age. From Cell, a comprehensive 2026 review in Cell from Andrea Blasser's lab, a co-discoverer of this pathway, synthesizes the mechanism and medical implications of cGAS sting, the cell's primary alarm system for misplaced DNA, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Long COVID brain fog shows molecular overlap with age-related neurodegeneration, review finds. From Science Direct, a new neuropathology review documents how SARS-CoV-2 infection leaves molecular signatures in the brain that overlap with pathways implicated in Alzheimer's and other age-related neurodegenerative diseases. In supplement news, natural compounds may reset age-related epigenetic drift by targeting a key chromatin regulator. From Biogerontology, a review in Biogerontology examines EZH2, an enzyme that regulates gene expression through chromatin modification, and its shifting role in aging tissues, where it is consistently linked to cellular senescence and impaired regeneration. A large-scale trial finds long-term DHA supplementation doesn't improve cognitive function. From Wired. Wired reports on a major clinical trial testing whether long-term DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid most heavily marketed for brain health, actually improves cognitive function. The result is no meaningful benefit, even with extended use. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.